He's that person who's like, let me get this one. This one. Okay, so your favorite would probably be honey mustard. No? Or barbecue.
Don't panic now. Don't panic.
Okay, I'm gonna stick with honey mustard. I don't think. Oh God. Okay, I'm gonna stick with honey mustard.
COVID can't stop love, at least not for these newlyweds who say it all started with a chance meeting at Chick-fil-A. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann, a romantic at heart.
Yeah, I don't know what really qualifies me as a romantic at heart, but I do watch Hallmark movies, if that does anything.
Totally. Yeah, you're in.
Okay, good.
Have you been to any COVID weddings?
No, I barely get invited to normal weddings, so no, I've not been to any COVID weddings. I'm sorry.
Well, I through this pandemic got invited to an Instagram wedding. It was on Instagram Live, and it was so unusual. Like, I wonder, will there ever be another time where I'm invited to an Instagram wedding? But it was actually really cool, and I love the fact that even though my friends could have waited and seen what 2021 was going to be like, they thought, no, we're going to go ahead and do this, even though it's not at all what we ever pictured, and get married on Instagram. So it's kind of unusual.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, just a few weeks ago, Kate and Artis said, I do, in a beautiful ceremony. And we're so excited that they're joining us to give us all the details. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi.
So I understand you guys are kind of snuggled up on the couch right now.
Yes, we are.
Newlyweds snuggled up on a couch doing a podcast.
Wow. So what was your wedding date?
9/9/2020.
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
That was our 3-year date anniversary. So we started dating on 9/9. So we just picked it for our wedding date.
That's so cool. Now, had that been your plan all along, or how did COVID change your wedding plans?
Well, the wedding was actually not even on the radar for this year. It was actually originally scheduled for 2021, and we ended up pushing it up and planning everything within a month and doing it on our anniversary.
Yeah, it was very hectic. But it was just something that we ultimately decided we wanted to do. We didn't want to chance it and wait on 2021 only to then be told 2022. And then a lot of, like you already talked about, a lot of weddings for 2020 were being rescheduled for 2021. So a lot of the dates that we were interested in were already being booked up and vendors and things like that because they were rescheduling from their 2020 lost date. So then even that was kind of against us, like, well, dang, we may have to even wait till 2022 to get this picture perfect, whatever we want. And then we just kind of decided, you know, like, we can just make it picture perfect on our own terms. It doesn't have to be whatever was in our heads. So we just made it happen.
I love that.
Take us back to the day you actually met, which happened to be at Chick-fil-A. I guess you're both eating some waffle fries and saw each other across the restaurant, or how'd that happen?
All right, Kate, go on.
There are two very different versions of this story, which is why he's telling me to go on. So we were at the University of Central Florida here in Orlando, both in undergrad. I was walking to class with a friend, hey, Roxy, and Artis was in passing, and Roxy knew Artis, but I didn't know Artis, so they stopped and said hello, and then she introduced us, and he says, hey, and then I say, hey, and we just go on to class. So this all happened right in front of the Chick-fil-A, which is where a lot of us congregated in between classes for obvious reasons, such as the waffle fries and things like that. So, it wasn't uncommon for us to be there. But that's how it happened in my head.
Yeah, that's how it happened in her head. But so my version of the story is, we were in passing. We definitely were outside at this same Chick-fil-A sign that we actually took some wedding pictures at, too. I said hi to Roxy and also said hi to Kate. But in my mind, she also did not say hi back.
Not true.
So we have this competing theory on what really happened, but it was definitely at this Chick-fil-A sign that we took wedding pictures at.
Mm-hmm. Artist, you know she's right. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I gave up on the argument, and either way it goes, we are here now. At least I didn't leave you on red.
Yeah. So then that's kind of how we rekindled. So in 2016, I direct messaged him on Facebook and he luckily responded. So if you hadn't been like, if you were trying to be spiteful and not responded, maybe not, but you did. Thank God.
Kate, what made you message him after all that time? Like, he must have been in your mind.
I moved back home for 2 years. And when I was moving back to Orlando in 2016, I wanted to reach out to some people I knew still lived in Orlando just to get an idea of like the good areas to look for apartments, since this time I wouldn't be living in student housing. So I reached out to a couple of girlfriends who still lived here. And then I also made it my business to reach out to artists. It's under the guise that I wanted to find the best apartment, but really I just wanted to talk to him because I was like, okay, he's still looking good. I'm single now. and we went from there. He sent me like this detailed, like, geographical list of apartments, like pages long. Yes. And, I responded and we just kind of talked from there. Like when I moved back, he's like, we should hang out. I'm like, sure. So we would talk a lot and started hanging out. And then we decided we had a talk. We are big on talking about should we explore things romantically. And as you can see, we did.
So artists, when did you decide to pop the question and how did you do it?
Okay, so there's actually two dates that we have. So the first date, 9-9, is the first day we actually went out on a date to my friend's game night. Shout out to Jonathan. And then there's another date. Kate, you're going to tell them the other date?
Oh, Lord, don't let me remember.
Oh, Lord, she forgot.
Babe, all these anniversaries now. Wait, let me think.
So why do we got all these anniversaries?
Wait, which one are you talking about? The March one?
The March one. After
what
your,
is
after
it, March 3rd? March 6th?
I think it's 5th.
Oof, y'all. March 5th.
Yeah, I think it's March 5th.
Okay, we have this written down in our couples journal, but to just remember it off the top of my head, I'm sorry. I don't recall.
Hold up just a second. Hold up just a second. Jim, do you and Tracy have a couples journal?
No.
Tim and I don't have one either. What's a couple's journal? Do we need to get
okay.
one?
It's okay. It's because she's part like psychologist, therapist, and all this, so it just helps with the talking.
I'm very big into therapy, journaling, and luckily this man of mine, it just comes along for the ride. So I journal. I have my own personal journal. I have for probably the last 4 or 5 years. So then when we got really serious, one of our, was it like a birthday gift or an anniversary gift?
I bought it for us.
Yeah, he surprised me with
a... anniversary.
Okay. He surprised me with a leather-bound journal. And he said that this will be where we can share, you know, our frustrations or just sweet notes that we want to leave for each other. To just really get those thoughts out and have them down in writing and just kind of be able to go back and see how we've grown as a couple and things like that.
Okay, so I had interrupted you, artist, but go on with that story. And by the way, I'm just falling in love with you guys as a couple. You're absolutely adorable.
Thank you.
Okay, so where was I on original proposal, but that was stopped because of COVID. Family did not want to come into town because Orlando is a hot zone and still is, kind of. So there was the actual date that I planned to do everything, and then there's the date that it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
I had me and Cato, like...
Who's Cato?
Cato's our husky. We have a little baby. Well, he's not a baby.
He's not little now.
He's about 65 pounds.
Yeah, but He's four.
He was also in the wedding pictures and everything, so... very adorable, red-haired, white, all over. It was just me and him in the house, and then Kate, We worked out that morning. We cleaned up the house a little bit while she was still sleeping. And then right when she woke up, I went to the room. And I had the ring in my backpack actually next to my bed ever since I ever had it. So it's literally been sitting on the floor in the bedroom for months now.
Random my nose.
And I just pretty much asked her then and there. And then Cato, like, immediately when I got on one knee, he got super excited. So shout out to little,
what was going on.
My little hype man right there. And she said yes.
So it was a surprise. And
it was a surprise.
Absolutely love your wedding photos. They are gorgeous. So whose idea was it to go back to the Chick-fil-A where it all started?
It was kind of both of us. She wanted to really take some pictures at UCF. And then we ended up taking those pictures after the actual wedding because we did not have time to actually get over to the University of Central Florida, take pictures, and come back for the reception. Mm-hmm. So we got redressed up all just to do that whole session.
We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're testing how well Artis and Kate actually know each other with a round of Nuggie Wed Game.
What if your clothes reflected your faith? Hey friends, Allison here. I want to tell you about a brand I recently discovered. It's called Elevated Faith. And if you love Chick-fil-A, which I know you do or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, you'll love Elevated Faith. How do I know? Because their mission is what sets them apart. Not only are their clothes and accessories really cool, I especially love the Woman of God crew neck in the heather mustard color. So cozy, so cute. But these clothes are actually bringing hope to the world. How? Well, two ways. Let's say someone says, Allison, I love that sweatshirt you're wearing. It's an easy conversation starter for me to share my faith. And that could lead to a life-changing experience. The other way your purchase has power, a portion of every sale is donated to a ministry bringing hope to those that desperately need it. So do me a favor, check out elevatedfaith.com, and as an added bonus, use the code MYPLEASURE, all one word, to save 20% on your purchase site-wide. That's elevatedfaith.com. Use the code MYPLEASURE to save 20% on everything.
Welcome back. We've been feeling the love from newlyweds Artis and Kate. They just walked down the aisles and said, I do. But it was a love that started at Chick-fil-A, of all places.
I know. Artis and Kate, you know your spouse loves Chick-fil-A, but how well do you know their Chick-fil-A style? We're going to play the Nuggie Wed game. It's the newlywed game, Chick-fil-A style.
And before our interview, we polled each of you separately and got the answers to some of the most important questions we could think of. So let's start with Kate. What did Artis say when we asked him if he was Team Nuggets or Team Strips?
Definitely Nuggets.
Oh, they are in love. That is correct.
Nice job. He did say once in a while he'll order strips, right, Artis?
Yeah, every once in a while when I'm feeling a little risky, I'll try some strips.
It gets all crazy.
Yeah, because it's like you get all these nuggets, and I feel like you get fuller because you're chewing more with the nuggets.
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's probably a science behind it.
Oh, there is.
Is that in the journal?
No.
You should journal about that tonight. My ideas about...
All right, Artis, it's your turn. What is Kate's typical Chick-fil-A order?
Let's see. I want to say you order nuggets most of the time. If not, you just get a regular Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Is that all the detail you have for us?
The full order.
The full order?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I got the full order now, because it's me.
Okay, what side do I get?
What do you mean?
What side would I normally get?
You usually get waffle fries.
Okay, what drink?
That depends. You sometimes get a milkshake, you sometimes get tea.
Okay. What sauces?
Always Polynesian.
And what else?
I think it's barbecue. I think the first time you tried the honey mustard was with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Mm. You get half a point for that.
I think he did great because she said it's an 8-count nugget. She calls them Chicky Nuggies. So cute. She gets the Polynesian and honey roasted barbecue and an Arnold Palmer.
Oh, yeah, for the sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I love the Arnold Palmer. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
So All right, Kate, you ready? What is Artis's favorite sauce?
Oh, favorite? You get like 5 each order. He's that person who's like, let me get this one, this one. Okay, so your favorite would probably be honey mustard. No? Or barbecue.
Don't panic now. Don't panic.
Okay, I'm going to stick with honey mustard. I don't think. Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to stick with honey mustard.
Okay, he did give a complicated answer.
Right?
It is honey mustard with the nuggets. With the fries, it is, what do you think?
Barbecue.
Polynesian.
No? Oh, I guess sandwich. I always be paying.
The sandwich is a barbecue. So you got the honey mustard part right.
Okay.
You can stay married.
Thank you.
Artis, when did you become such a diva with your sauces?
It's just preference. You got to switch it up. Like, each one tastes a little bit better with that sauce to me.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I have been experimenting with the sriracha, the new flavor sriracha. Mm. So.
All right. I like it. I've never thought of doing that. I'm gonna really test my flavor palette there and see what tastes best. That's awesome. All right. Question number 2 for Artis. Would Kate ever dress up like a cow to get free chicken?
Yes. She would. Without a doubt.
You're right. Good job. You got that one.
All right. Here's the last question for Kate. What is Artis's least likely, or what is he least likely to order at Chick-fil-A?
Least likely? Probably the wrap. I don't think I've ever seen him order that.
You got it. The wrap or the hamburger. He won't get that either.
Really? Did you put that? No. Oh, okay. I'm like, wait.
He did say wrap, so that is good.
Yeah.
So you've never had the wrap?
I never had the wrap in my life.
It's good. He wouldn't order that.
All right, and now this is Artis's last question about Kate. What fast food place is Kate most likely to go to on a Sunday?
Let's see. On a Sunday. I'm just going to say Wendy's, and then if not, it would probably be Checkers.
Oh, my gosh.
And you are right. Nice job. Mm-hmm. Man, you guys know each other well. It's very clear you guys are in love, so we're going to send you a little wedding gift from our fan shop at chickfiletpodcast.com. Since you probably still have a lot of thank you notes to write, I'm going to send you some of our fast food note cards to help that be a little bit more fun. So we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Stick around.
Hey, it's Jim Mann here. Allison asked me to read you a few randomly selected 5-star reviews from our Apple podcast. What we got here? All right, here's one. Singing Cop's Wife writes, "We love Allison and Chick-fil-A. She is so great to listen to and keeps your attention." Yada, yada, yada. Okay, it's fine. Something else. Here's Ashley B. Newman. "Love this new podcast, fine. Binge the episodes immediately. Allison is so sweet and joyful." Gosh, next. Kelly writes, "Allison is such a bright light. The podcast is funny and uplifting." Is my mic not working on these things? Anyway, I think you get the point. "So I need some of you to mention how much you love our podcast, especially that Allison, huh? She's great. Just click write a review in Apple Podcasts and tell everyone how awesome Allison is. J-I-M. Jim. It's not hard. It only takes a second. You can even do it while you're sitting in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Order yourself some extra waffle fries as your reward for helping us out. That Allison, she's something, isn't she?" Welcome back. We've been getting to know newlyweds Artis and Kate. And right now, we have a little segment we're going to do. It's called Chick-fil-Yay.
Yes, this is where we celebrate what's going great in life over Chick-fil-A milkshakes. So first of all, what's your favorite milkshake flavor, guys? Oh,
sorry.
That was my dog.
Kato wants a milkshake?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he actually probably would try and drink one too.
Yeah, I would say for me the seasonal peach.
Yeah, I would say peach too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you do when that's off the menu?
It's likely strawberry then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. You guys agree on your milkshake. You can share.
Yes. That's usually what we do. We'll just order one and share it.
So what's going great right now? Because, you know, the world could use all the good news that we can get.
Well, I'm in graduate school at UCF. So this is my last semester. So I graduate in December. So I'm very excited for that. I'm sure Artis is excited to have a little more free time with me, too.
I am very excited. All these late night homework sessions. Mm-hmm. I think I could probably pick back up with some photography stuff, so that'll be exciting for me.
Yeah.
Have a couple shoots lined up actually already.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I have one more question for you guys before we wrap up. And I'd just love to know, since you're newlyweds, what's been the most surprising thing about marriage that you guys have learned so far?
He does not like to clean the bathroom. So, like, that's been my chore.
You knew that before the marriage. It's not surprising.
No, I'm like, it's another level.
It hasn't changed.
Okay, then.
Well, Jim, you've been married, is it 32 years?
31.
Wow.
31. So do
that's
you have
amazing.
Any, do you have any advice for these guys?
Oh, it just keeps getting better every week. There's never any downside to it. Don't talk to my wife about that. Just trust me. But if I had a journal, if we had a couple's journal, it'd be even better.
You should look into it. Like, yeah, sometimes you would,
it.
Yeah, you would sometimes open it up and there would be an entry that you didn't even know about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I really do wish we had done that. I do have a journal I try to keep on myself, and I look at it and it's like, oh, last thing I did was 6 months ago. So it's just, I'm really bad at it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that happens too. There are times like this. I mean, these last couple of months have been a whirlwind. So I haven't journaled in it in a little while. So that's normal too.
Oh, okay. I feel better.
Well, now you guys have something to journal about. Your first podcast interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is actually my first. Is your first?
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah,
awesome. So. Well, and it's your first as a couple. So thank you guys so much for joining us. We wish you a lifetime of happiness.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.